Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The more I go into this and understand it of myself, the more I see we need to be more long-term minded. We've been entirely too short-sighted. Everything about this life, everything about next week and the next year. We need to think next millennia. We need to be thinking what happens the next 1,000 years, what happens the next 10,000 years. Because you're going to be around. And you know that helps you to relax. When you realize you're going to be around that long, you just go, okay. What's the rush? You're not going to be down here that long, but you're going to be around. Everybody's going to be around somewhere. How many want to be around with God? Want to be around with what He's doing? Go with me, please. Let's see, go to the book of Ephesians, first chapter. I'll read these scriptures to you and then I'll join you there. Put up on the screen for us, please, Revelation 2 and 23. Now, he mentioned reward and he talked about inheritance. And there's thousands of verses in the scriptures about inheritance. And he says in the last part of this verse, I'm he that searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. Skip down to verse 26. He that overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Skip down to chapter 22. Well, they'll put it on the screen for us. 22:12, Revelation 22:12. He said, behold, I come quickly. And he's not coming empty handed. My reward is with me to give to who?
Every man.
To every man evenly divided.
No.
Some people have an idea that the coming kingdom is communist and socialist, and that everything's going to be divided exactly the same. You and I and everybody else will have the exact same house with white two pillars right beside each other, and we'll all be doing the same thing. And no. We got into that last time. Some people are going to be ruler over 10 cities, some over 5. Some over none. But as you get into this, I think a lot of people, well, I know a lot of folks, have confused some things concerning salvation and inheritance, concerning salvation and reward. It's been all muddled together. And I believe the Lord will help us today. Are you believing with me?
Yes.
To get some things really clear and distinct. How's the Lord going to reward us? According to what? Our work. Now you just say the very term works and a lot of folks start turning you off. Oh, no. It's not by works. This is. We're not saved by works, but we are rewarded according to our works. True or not? It is. Now, he said, I come quickly, my reward's with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Ephesians 1 and 10. He said, in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. There's coming a time when heaven and earth will be merged. and God's will and influence will be exactly the same on earth as it is in heaven. You won't be able to tell one from the other. His will be done entirely. And the kingdoms of this world shall have become His. His kingdom that shall never end. And God is going to rule absolutely over everything, over all of it. He's not going to handle all the details personally. He's going to appoint different ones over different parts. Jesus being the King of kings and Lord of lords. But who's the kings He's king of? And who's the lords He's Lord of? So what are you going to be over? A lot? Some? Nothing. We're moving right along now, aren't we? Verse 11. In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Somebody died and left you something. I said, somebody died and left you an inheritance. And in this case, rose from the dead to make sure you get it. And you and I are already enjoying the earnest of our inheritance in our current salvation and the Holy Spirit. After being washed by the blood of the Lamb, our sins being washed, the greatest gift He ever gave us, the Holy Spirit. I said the Holy Spirit. When you are experiencing the comfort of the Spirit, the joy of the Spirit, the peace of the Spirit, the wisdom of the Spirit, the fullness of the Spirit, you are experiencing peace of heaven, part of heaven. And we don't have the whole, but we got a foretaste. We got an earnest. Why? The rest of it we're getting later. Skip to the 5th chapter and the 1st verse, Ephesians 5:1. Be ye therefore followers of God, imitators of God as dear children. Next few verses here. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Now, without going into all the detail, the Bible teaches that they that partake in Christ's sufferings partake in His glory. And this is not talking about what Jesus sacrificed and suffered for us in substitution. It is the commitment and sacrifice it takes to follow God fully. And they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, the Bible mentioned. Those who are willing to sacrifice more to follow Him fully are going to qualify for more and are going to receive more glory in time to come. This is not talking about being sick. It's not talking about being depressed. It's not about being anxious and scared. It's in faith sacrificing and being willing to go further than others do. It can be as simple as sacrificing taking a nap on the couch and getting up and doing something that he needs in his thing. It can be as simple as sacrificing not buying that car right now and putting the money into the kingdom thing. Come on, are you listening? He said, but fornication, uncleanness, covetous, let it not be once named among you as become saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, no whoremonger, no unclean person, nor covetous man who's an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Is he writing to believers? Yes. He is, the saints at Ephesus. Can a Christian do these things? Let me help you out. Yes, they can. He's writing to Christians. A whoremonger is somebody, this would be specifically talking about a man that's involved in multiple female partners that he's not married to. And we'll see other scriptures. He's talking about covetousness, unclean. He mentioned a lot of other things prior to that. But this is a person that's yielding to their flesh and violating their conscience. Does it affect their inheritance?
Yes.
Now, this is the thing a lot of folks haven't wanted to see or acknowledge. And when people read that, they will add to that and say, well, that means they're going to be lost. Did it say they're going to be lost?
No.
You got to watch about adding things too. What did it say? Doesn't have inheritance in the kingdom. It's quiet in here now, isn't it? Go to Galatians 5. Don't worry, I got more scripture for you. I got lots of scripture for you. Check me out. Make sure I'm reading it right. Watch me close. Galatians 5, 19. He said, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery. Now, adultery is being involved sexually, emotionally, with somebody else's spouse. Fornication. That's being involved emotionally, sexually, with somebody you're not married to. Somebody says, well, we're going to be married. That's exactly the same as not being married. How many people were going to be married who never were? So then they're involved physically with somebody else's spouse who would later be somebody else's spouse. And we all got flesh and hormones can rage, but we also have the greater one inside us. And if you choose to, you can make the right decision and not be flesh ruled, flesh dominated. Uncleanness, lasciviousness, keep reading. Idolatry, witchcraft. Did you know witchcraft is a work of the flesh? Yeah. Hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, such like. What is all this? This is yielding to the flesh. And there are different degrees of it. But I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, so he told them about this more than once, that they which do such things, what'll happen? Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Can Christians do these things? Certainly they can. Certainly they can. Can Christians get drunk? Can Christians have affairs? Can Christians pitch fits? Flesh out? Lash out. Yes, they can. But if you choose that lifestyle over a godly lifestyle, can it affect you? Can it cost you? Yes, it can.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.